This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hey, this is Party Line. It is Thursday on WILO's Party Line. Appreciate you being with us and sharing it with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We've got a good show for you this morning. Going to be talking to Charles Bookwalter at the top of the hour. Going to be back into our American Heritage series, talking a little bit about, I hope to talk about George Washington today, maybe a little bit. So we're going to get into all things American Heritage. But before we do all of that, we're going to be talking to it's the Brian and Ryan, the Ryan and Brian Show. Ryan Edgar, Parks and Recreation Superintendent. Brian Kilman, he is the street superintendent for the city of Frankfort, and they are in studio. Right before I bring them on, I just want to give you a quick glance of the forecast. Thank God we're been blessed. We didn't get all of the crazy weather that was foretold, but boy, some of the folks down south did. So our prayers to Morgan County and those areas down in that southern port part of the state. But today, give you a little bit of idea of what's going on. Increasing clouds, a high near 72 tonight, a low of 56, and then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 75. The good news is that I'm not seeing rain tomorrow or tomorrow night, but Saturday there is a slight chance of showers again. So, I'm ready for a sunny and dry for at least, if we could get dry fish for like 3 days, guys, that would be nice.
That would be nice, Barry.
Ryan, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you.
Thanks
good
for being you. With us. I'll start with you, Ryan. You're the guy with all the trees.
That's right.
You got trees everywhere in the park. So how did we fare these last few? Because it was last week too, and then last night.
Well, we had some major damage on one of our pole buildings, or where we keep our mowers at, and a couple of our trucks. The northwest corner of it was completely demolished and tore down. We've been dealing with that with the insurance company and having a couple estimates on that. And as far as the parks, just limbs, nothing major in the last couple weeks as far as big trees coming down.
That's good. Well, that again, we were talking a little bit off the air. Kirkland certainly got nailed last week,
yes.
Last Thursday, and always I hate to see that, but there were a lot of limbs and things. It's amazing how you think you go through a place and you see some minimal damage, but limbs can do a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. A big limb or a tree split, falls on a car or a house or a building or a barn, it can do as much damage as, I know the wind caused that, or even lightning can cause that, but it's the debris that can cause a lot of problems.
Correct.
And we've seen a lot of that. Well, Brian, how about you? Does the street department survive all these crazy weather?
Yep. I was telling somebody the other day, it's interesting that there's a lot of dead trees around town.
Yeah.
You get these 60-mile-an-hour winds, and you're thinking these trees
they're
are going to
come
down.
Down.
They don't. But then on a day when it's 75, a very slight breeze, they fall down. But we didn't have anything.
You know what's so funny you say that is that there was one, I don't know, was that, was I'm trying to remember what street, but maybe it was over on Barner. I can't remember, but we had that wind, and it was a dead tree, and it stayed up. And a couple of days later, we had a little bit of a wind, and it had uprooted.
Yep.
It came up out of the ground. So I'm like, it only takes a little bit. But we also were talking, I was talking with Dason, our producer, earlier this morning about wind and tornadoes. And I don't think people realize that tornadoes, well, I think everybody realizes that know are adults, but they're a vacuum. I mean, they really suck. They suck up. And it pulls root systems, and it pulls shingles, and it pulls debris up. And that's something that you really can't plan for. It's just because no matter how much you put something in the ground, you get that kind of force. So we were talking off the air about the, not an F5, but what were you calling it, the PSD? The
PDS.
PDS,
yes.
I'm dyslexic.
Which is worse than a...
F5,
yeah.
And they had one in Illinois, you're saying, yesterday?
Yes, yeah, and one in Wisconsin also.
Wow. Well, we definitely have had our share, so we're praying that things will move on down the road, but no one get injured or hurt. Road construction season, the weather's got to be, interrupting all that, though.
Oh, yeah, it's killing us on alleys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But luckily, paving probably won't start till fall. September, October.
Okay, so, and that was my next question. So people can start seeing some of those things happening probably after summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because really, and that's a good time for temperature as well, right? And when you're putting all that paving down, you don't want it so hot that then people are running, driving, and sticking and all that stuff, but you want it enough that it sets. And the county came along and did my little area of my they were doing the curbs or the sides of the road, shoulders of the road, and they put a little blacktop there because there was that gap that it just washes away. You know, the rain, the ditch that just keeps washing water, and it kept doing that. So I was very thankful, but I'm thinking, wow, how quickly that stuff sets, and you guys deal with that on a regular basis. So. Ryan, when it comes to the parks, I know you guys got a lot of things. You're getting ready to host a block party, correct?
Well, we canceled our one for last night.
Yeah, that was last night. Yeah, that's right.
But
that's
we will be having another one next week at Eastside Park.
Okay.
On Wednesday, I believe.
Okay.
So.
Weather's doing has caused a lot of folks to rethink their situation. Of course, the big celebration, the 4th of July, is coming up.
Yep.
You've got some big plans for that.
Yeah, we do, actually. We got a lot of different events. We're going to have a dog show, a laser tag, human hamster ball, a bouncy house.
Yeah.
Foam party, slip and slide, water slide, and face painting. And then the bands are Jesse Brown Duo, Neon 90s Country, Rewind, and a couple other ones.
Okay.
Coming up. So we're going to have quite the turnout this year.
And that's like 10 to 10? It's like an all day?
It don't start till 3 o'clock this year.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We changed it up just a little bit this year. So.
And really, you never know when the fireworks normally go, that's the finale of the night.
Yes,
but
correct.
You kind of wait for, it seems like it gets a little later every year. It's like, I think last year, I'm standing, because we can see them from our house. So we had been out with our in-laws all day, driving the countryside of Indiana, just celebrating. We like to go to these little mom and pop stores and different places that are open and get a coffee and then maybe eat breakfast or lunch. And we were coming back in, and I'm thinking, we got to get back into town. So we got back in there, and I think it was like 10:18, 10:20 before they all started last year, because it was really a nice day.
It was really a nice, beautiful day.
Prayerfully, it will be as nice weather. So how do you guys support the 4th of July thing, Brian? How do you guys, and you're cutting streets off, and you're directing traffic and help and working with the police department on the flow?
We just offer our loopers and our road closed, mm-hmm. and we just put those wherever FPD wants us to put them to help their traffic flow.
Yeah, because that's a big deal. I mean, I bet we'll have 5,000 people in the park or more. You know, there's a lot of folks that come to the Frankfort celebration when it comes to the 4th of July. The city had an auction of surplus equipment recently.
Yep.
I've been to that before. How did it go? Was it successful?
Yeah, pretty sure they
did. Did you get rid of a lot of stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
I know there was 3 police cars. Pretty sure all those went. We actually had a late edition. Our backhoe went down.
I bought a bicycle in there one time years ago.
Yep. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of bicycles this year, but I'm pretty sure those all went. So
it used to be nothing, but I mean, back in the day, it was like... You'd have like 30 bicycles, mm-hmm. and it was wild. So it was successful then.
Yeah,
good deal.
And rest in peace for your backhoe, Brian.
Yep.
Was that, so your backhoe? You got rid of the backhoe that's caused you a lot of back pain.
It was a 1989, and it finally said, "I'm done." So.
Oh, my youngest daughter was born. So wow. So yeah, finally said it was over.
Yep.
Did you get a new one?
Yes. That what,
okay. Great. And that's in action now. When you're thinking about, I'm going to stick with you, Brian, because folks, when you talk about storms, sometimes they don't know what to do with limbs and mm-hmm. debris. What should they do when they're cleaning up their yard? Do you want them in the alley? Do you want them on the side of the yard? Where do you want stuff like that? Well, on the street?
We always prefer the street.
Yeah.
Just like with trash, trying to get these heavy pieces of equipment out of alleys is the best thing that we can do, because they rut them up pretty bad.
Yeah.
And we're already trying to get those back to where they're supposed to be. So pile them up out front, give us a call. Just realize it's not going to be that day. Give us a few days to get it, but we'll get it.
Right. And you will, pretty much any size of limbs or, I mean, sometimes, there's some pretty big ones that, because some of these old trees, like you were saying earlier.
Some of the tree trunks give us issues, but we figure it out.
Yeah.
Just don't park your car in front of it or anything like that.
Yeah, that's smart idea.
Don't put it next to a light pole or fire hydrant.
Yeah, what people crack me up, you sometimes just use some common sense, that if they got to, you got to pick it up, and if you can't pick it up. Along those lines, still people can put out things like couches and things, but you got to tag. They got to come in and get a tag.
Get a tag for it.
Okay. But you're still doing that.
Yep.
And that's certain days, right? The same time as trash pickup?
We normally send out to get our bulk pickup at least twice a week.
Okay.
Definitely once, but we try to do it twice.
Yes. Ryan, when it comes to the Parks Department, I know the 4th of July festivities are big, but have you seen an uptick in people coming? I mean, the weather I know has been, but the parks are looking good. I know I was at a baseball game there the other night, and looks really good. So you've seen an uptick of people coming in?
Yeah, quite a bit through the evenings at the main park and some of the smaller parks like Green Street and 3rd Street. Not so much on East. I mean, there's a lot of people on the playground, but the main park in the evening, it's booming pretty good.
I forget about the one park. My granddaughter just played softball there, and it's kind of crazy because she actually lives in Lafayette, and so she was playing for the Tecumseh team, and we were playing over on Green Street, and I think sometimes you forget about that Green Street Park.
It's a nice one.
It's a nice little park.
It is.
We used to when the grandkids were younger, the ones that are older now that are adults, when they were younger, we had some out there back, but it's been a few years ago, and you just kind of forget about it. But it's a very nice park, and it's got a nice playground, and it really kind of sits just right there in the middle of the, but you're going down the, you just keep going. Okay, where's the park? You just keep going, but it's way out there. So, how many parks do we have now? We have 8, 9,
8, and then one's just an empty lot.
Yeah,
that we mow pretty much. That's all we take care of. But eight different properties.
Is that the one on Kiger?
Yes.
Okay. Kiger. No, it's out by Kiger, the old Kiger school.
Yeah,
is what
yeah.
I meant. Not Kiger's Road, but the old Kiger school.
Correct.
So is the when we're talking about you guys working together. I want to go back to the storms. How much do you guys communicate on when we're having issues like this? Like yesterday when Armageddon was coming, are you guys talking to each other trying to figure out the plan and
well, I mean, normally as far as winter, I know we're here in summer, we're talking mm-hmm. about winter, but winter, Brian and I stay in contact quite a bit about what we got going on. If he's got snow coming in, what he wants us to do, what they're going to do, what, and just like that. But I mean, like right now, I would say, you know, if that's a something major, I mean, he knows, and I know.
What you guys can count on each other's
department. Count on each other, pretty much, yes.
What are some things that you're wanting to see accomplished by the end of year, Ryan, in the Parks Department? Well, I know. Of course, lights will be. Yeah. I mean, before you know it, I know we're in June, but
yeah. it's coming up.
Christmas in Frankfort is almost all year round.
So accomplishments, yeah. I would say, we're getting all the new night lights put up next to the golf course, across from the pickleball. Sea Light Power's been working on that for us. I want to get that finished up. The basketball courts are all tore out. We're just waiting, you know, to be able to start that project. The weather's just not cooperated. The rain, and you can't go out there and pave that. The guy was there last week to talk to us a little bit about it, and I want to accomplish that. And I just want to continue making the parks look good. Third Street, I want to. It will be finished up that by end of summer with the rest of the playground equipment. So I want to move on to another park starting next year.
Yeah, I know. Used to Third Street would flood really.
Yeah, it was bad.
So is it still flooding, or is it?
Yeah, we had
better?
A block. We had a block party there last 2 weeks ago, and we had to sort of move it down to the other end where the volleyball area is and the baseball diamond is there down there, into that big lot because down there at the playground it was just so saturated.
Right.
So, but we do have two more pieces of new playground equipment coming for that.
They look very nice.
So
yeah, they look what I've seen is looks great. You know, Brian, what about you? What are some things that you'd like to see accomplished before the end of the year? Since we're in the middle of the year, mm-hmm. hard to believe, six yep. months in.
The main thing we're looking for is alley maintenance. I know people are going to hate me for this, but I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
6 to 7 weeks of just heat and no rain. Because this rain's killing us.
Yeah.
So
it's putting it, well, and the thing about it is that it puts you, you know, during the season, it's putting you far behind. And that takes you into the next
Correct.
Season,
yep.
which takes you a lot of times into the next year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it makes it challenging. We got a caller here. Good morning. You're on Party Line.
Hi, guys. Yep. I'm going to insert a little humor in it. In the magazine of the week, it says the signs bearing Trump's name are posted in front of major infrastructure projects. And I wondered, will this be in parks? And will Frankfurt get there? Share of and Vern used to say dictators did this, and I was just wondering at the end of the 4th of July, will there be Trump's face instead of a flag?
Well, I kind of doubt it. Wouldn't you guys? I think it'd be more the American flag.
So. I would think so. Well, I just wanted to give some humor there.
I appreciate it, Kim. Thank you. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day. Bye bye. So the you know, when you think about the alleys, going back to the alleys, and you think about, because that is something that I know almost every resident is, you know, wants to see mm-hmm. some, because you know, there's big potholes in some
oh,
of them.
Yeah.
And I drove one through the other day, and I'm like, wow. But then I've seen some of them that you guys have done, and they're great. They're very, very nice, almost like the street.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's the weather has been the big delay.
Yeah, it's killing us. Obviously, we used to years ago run alleys twice per year. We got away from it because we just got so busy with other things that we only did them once a year. I'm trying to get us back to twice a year. Once we get them back, we get more stone added. We won't have to maintain them as much because they'll hold up longer, especially
right.
getting our equipment out of it. But yeah, the weather last year, the weather this year, killing us with the rain. We've put stone in and it's been washed out with all this rain. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened out. Well, I put stone mm-hmm. all in that little crevice out there between the county road and my drive. And that I think that's the that's their ditch, and I think that's, you know, part of that easement there, and it just washed that away, and it does happen. I mean, yep. And you almost have to have something solid there. Yep. You just, stone doesn't do right. a whole lot when you especially get this kind of force of rain. And I think so. Alleys is the big project, yep. really, that you want to get finished.
Once it starts to dry out, we're going to rent some equipment. We're going to run two crews to really tackle it.
So. Yeah, and you get to use that backhoe.
Yeah, we're really missing that right now. Trust me.
You're wanting to get that mm-hmm. Get that accomplished. What are some of the new technology? I know you guys kind of keep up with all of that. What are some of the new technologies in your departments? I'll start with you, Ryan. You see anything, any cool drone cutters or anything like that that you could utilize that would make life easier and safer for your guys and gals?
Just mainly office stuff, yeah. cameras, different things, computer stuff like that. That works out great for us. I mean, we have numerous different cameras around.
We still have, even with the cameras, we still have issues with vandalism and
oh,
things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's mainly bathrooms at the main park, but we've tried to get it under control. I think people are starting to get a little bit, you know, coming around and helping us out, people being there and seeing stuff, and it's slowed down a little bit over the last month, so.
Yeah.
But as far as mowing's the same. Park stuff's all the same as it normally is, you know. I mean, there's not been too much updates. Mowers are a lot more better than they used to be, obviously, but
right.
Yep.
Yeah, mowers have changed drastically over the years, especially I think when they introduced the zero turn.
Yeah.
That was a pretty amazing to be able to get every blade of grass.
I was talking to Morris Cox, the guy that's in charge of our mowing, and he was telling me years ago, I was asking, we were talking about the mowers we have now, and he said, yeah, they're way different from what we used to have. They used to have the old white tractor-style ones. They used to go out and mow, and the time they got done mowing at the end of the week, they weren't even halfway through what we normally mow, you know. And
right.
Nowadays, we go out with three 72-inch mowers and on a mowing crew, and we keep mowers in there, and fingers crossed by the end of the week we're done mowing.
Yeah,
you know, but like this year, like Brian said, the weather's the rain's just killed us this year.
Yeah, my grandpa, my dad's side was he worked for the state highway in Louisiana, and it was those were the old mowers, and they would mow on those like hills or side ditches, and well, they would even have flip overs and things like that. Today, it's amazing. You get the arms that come out, and you can cut. Yeah. It's wild. But it's so much safer.
Yep.
How about you? What technology you're looking for besides the new backhoe?
Well, it's just like with side load, dropping that from a three-man crew to a one-man crew. There's leaf machines we've been looking at, because right now we have three guys on leaf machines. We still pull those with tractors.
The last time we talked about that, where are we at on that? Is that something
we just had one come in and demo this last week. Yeah. And it's awesome.
Yeah. So what does it do better than I mean, it cuts labor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So instead of a three-man crew, there's machines that you can collect leaves with one guy or two. And also there's an enclosed cab, so that person's not in the weather. The hose reaches out further. The suction's better. We can get down into the ditches.
Okay.
Right now we have a guy that rakes and a guy that is on the hose. So it takes away the raker. You won't even need the guy on the rake, because this hose can go everywhere.
Wow.
So it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good technology out there.
Oh, yeah. So. It's amazing. And I always go back again, the drone. There's just in the technology of transportation, communication, there's so many things that are being tried and looked at, and of course it's got to be affordable too.
Yeah,
you got to be able to to make it happen. Anything you want the good folks of Franklin? I mean, we're going through the summer months. What can you tell folks from the street department, Brian, that you would like to see cooperation or partnership with? Are there you know, maybe the trash pickup is still needing some people need to get the trash out there on.
Just remember, we run multiple crews some days, like this past recycling day. And the last week when we were in the heat advisory, we ran more crews. Just make sure you have your trash recycling out at 7, because even if we normally come around noon, we could be there any day. We could be there you know, earlier than normal. And just, you know, be patient with us. If we miss your trash, I have several people now It seems like people have stopped going to Facebook, which I love that. They just contact us. I've had people emailing me directly, and we take care of it.
Right.
So it's like I tell people, I mean, some people are frustrated, and I just give us a chance to earn your respect back. And they do, and we do, we move on.
Communication is a lot better with direct communications versus going through like five different parties and then have different opinions about that communication. Yep. You know, it's crazy. Ryan, how about yourself?
Yeah, I just want to reach out for one thing. As far as the splash pad, we've had a lot of issues. I mean, every year. I mean, I just want everybody to know, you know, we...
Chickens,
poop. Different things going on up there. But, you know, when you take something that sits 9 months out of the year and is running 3 months out of the year, I mean, it's virtually impossible for that thing to take off without anything happening to it, you know. And then another thing is, you know, we've had it closed down for the last... Oh, almost a week, but, you know, people need to understand good hygiene is good to come up there. I mean, that's a lot of the issue that we're running through when it has
it's
to get closed.
It's not a shower.
That's correct. It's not.
It's supposed to be a public entertainment venue. So do better, Frankfurt. Do better. You don't have to do this. I mean, just do better. I don't know what else to say, but... If you think that you got to take a shower, we can figure that out. I used to run a lot of camps. We had a little boy that we had him like I think 2 years in a row. He just didn't like to take showers, and by the third day, you're like, Johnny, it's the creek, or you go to the shower, and you don't want to go to the creek because we're bringing brushes.
That's right.
And so it was one of those scenarios. Well, guys, thanks so much for what you do. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day, and stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Ryan and Brian, the Parks and Street Department, we appreciate them being with us today. Hey, before we get out of here, we do have an announcement. Ice Cream on the Prairie has been postponed and rescheduled for Saturday, August 15th. A lot of the weather crazy situations going on there. So it's August 15th, 10:30 to 2 o'clock, Camp Cullimo, but that's going to be some good ice cream, I can guarantee you there. Ice Cream on the Prairie has been postponed and rescheduled for Saturday, August 15th. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll talk to Charles Bookwalter. It is, let me get my little mouse here. It is WILO's Party Line.